Toronto's most awesome Zoomer Radio and Shania on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. I'm Sam along with our friend and regular guest, Lauren O'Neill. Are you still a guest even though you've been in our home so many times now, Lauren?
I don't know. Am I?
I'm just going to call you a friend. I think that's how we'll introduce you from now on.
That's what we are. We're friends.
That's right. Lauren is senior news editor with Zoomer Media's blog, TO, and she joins us every Monday and Friday. I need you to tell us the story about the auditioning people for the role of national anthem singer, because I'm feeling like this might be a side hustle for me.
Okay, yes. You should audition. Seriously. They are now holding open auditions for anyone. If you are into singing the national anthem, O Canada, and the Star-Spangled Banner, both anthems, Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, they're looking. So auditions are open until July 27th. And I had to do this story, like write this up, because it's like, I know so many of my friends who will want to audition for this. It's like, whose dream is it not to be like that person belting it out before a basketball game or a hockey game? So yeah, anyone who wants to do that, you can just see the details on MLLC's Instagram or on blog.to, and good luck to you.
You know what, though? I mean, my fear is that regardless of how great a singer I may or may not be, I would suggest I'm a great singer. Others might argue. But that I would get up and have my opportunity and blow it. Forget the words. I mean, how many times have you watched someone try to sing a national anthem and it doesn't go quite as planned? And I am so embarrassed for that person.
Yes, I know. I've seen that happen too. I think you'd be fine. You're a performer.
Okay, girl. Okay, yeah. Well, then I should do a duet together. What do you think?
Perfect. Okay, I will meet you after work and we'll do a duet and audition.
Yeah, we need to practice first.
yeah, a little bit.
Luggage at Toronto Pearson. We've seen the photographs. We know how things have piled up and piled up, but you guys have got a different twist on this story.
Ooh, okay, so this is really interesting. Do you know, like, Apple AirTags? Mm-hmm. Those little tags you can put on things. I know that there are different brands that make them, but they're basically, like, GPS trackers. Yep. So a woman who recently flew from Toronto to St. John realized, you know, there are some serious baggage issues going on at Pearson and everywhere right now. So she put an AirTag in her luggage so that she could track exactly where it was. So she went on this 1.5-hour direct from Toronto to St. John, and upon arrival, learns that her luggage is still back in Toronto. 4 days later, her luggage is in Moncton. Like, it's just wild, like, to watch the journey of, like, where her luggage ended up going. Like, it's just sending it a while and all over the place. But anyways, fortunately, she ended up driving to St. John Airport eventually, and the only reason she found it was because of the air tag. There were no updates at all from Air Canada, but she knew where it was, so she was able to reunite with her lost luggage.
You know what this is teaching us, though? It's teaching us that wherever possible, it doesn't matter how long your trip is, you have got to do a carry-on. Like,
carry on.
The $35 or whatever it is with Air Canada, but make sure you don't take your eyes off your own luggage, because this is a nightmare. I'm talking to so many listeners and friends who have traveled and spent most of their vacation, which is supposed to be relaxing, stressing out because their luggage never made it.
Right? And then, like, there are people who have valuable things in their luggage, too. Like,
yep.
You come home and, you know, you're missing medication, I mean, electronics. But, yeah, I totally agree with you. The carry-on thing is the way to go. Mm-hmm. I will never check a bag at this point in time. Carry-ons are what's up.
Yep, for sure. And we talked about this on the air earlier this week, and of course I stole the story from you guys because it was just so unreal about this construction worker who somehow got tangled up in this crane and ended up being lifted off the ground.
Yes, this is definitely the top story of the week, like pretty much across the city. If you haven't seen the video yet, listeners, please go and watch it. You can see it on our website. You can see it anywhere. Just Google crane Toronto construction worker. So essentially this worker, he was on the ground and then his hand got caught in a tag line and that went from the fifth floor up to the 30th floor. And then the crane operator finally noticed and they're like, oh my gosh. So there's a video of the guy swinging there. He survived with just a few bruises and a broken wrist, but you know, it was an endeavor to just get him down safely because there was a load above him on the crane too. They had to lower him down safely from like quite high up in the ground,
right,
in the air, and make sure that he wasn't crushed. But the guy survived and definitely has a great story to tell his grandkids.
Well, and so many construction workers around that site who saw it and were screaming at him, because that's part of the video, too. And there are definitely expletives that you have to be aware of when you watch this video. But, you know, I think the construction workers that witnessed this were just as traumatized as the guy who was caught up in all of the problems, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, they thought that their coworker was going to die, most likely. He was pulled up into the air and was hanging there. So definitely, content warning, there are some expletives in the video, but once you see the video, you can understand why they were using such strong language.
Yeah, for sure. And the best news, as you said, is that construction worker is fine, broken wrist, and that is all. So for the best and coolest and most unique Toronto stories, you got to go to blogto.com. Lauren O'Neill is senior news editor at BlogTO, and every Monday and Friday, she is part of the Morning Zoom. Thanks, Lauren. Have an awesome weekend.
Thanks, you too.